This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. The Colorado legislature will not override Governor Giripolis's veto of a bill related to illegal behavior on social media. Two-thirds of the state Senate voted to override the governor's veto last week, but this afternoon, sponsors admitted they didn't have enough votes in the House. The bipartisan bill would have required social media companies to comply with law enforcement warrants in a timely way and to take down accounts found to be engaged in certain types of illegal behavior. The governor is said the policy infringed on free speech and privacy. 120 people gathered for a town hall on Medicaid in Thornton on Friday. They urged 8th District Republican Gabe Evans to vote against any cuts to the program. Sarah Weber is a Medicaid case manager in Adams County.
Numbers don't get sick, people do. And at the end of the day, these budget cuts really will lead to individuals not being able to get the care that they need.
The groups say they invited Evans, but he did not attend. About a third of his district is covered by the program. Evans says Medicaid can be streamlined without cuts to what he calls lawful beneficiaries. A vote in the Republican-controlled House could happen in the coming weeks. A Pueblo police officer was shot early this morning. According to police, officers responded to a report of an assault and shooting. During that response, a 16-year-old male suspect fired at the officer, wounding him. PPD says the suspect is in custody after also being shot. Both the suspect and officer received life-threatening injuries. In Boulder, there's a slight chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. Tomorrow, there's a 40% chance for rain. This is CPR News.